In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So my brothers and sisters, today I want to remind myself and you about some of the virtues of the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us many things about this day. First, it was narrated that a Jewish man came to Umar radiallahu an and told him, there's an ayah in your book. If it was revealed to us, we will consider the day it was revealed as a Eid, as a holiday. So Umar radiallahu an asked, what ayah is that? He said, the ayah where Allah Azza wa Jal said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I have completed the deen. I have perfected your deen. And I have decreed that Islam is the only deen. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, wallahi, I know the day it was revealed and the place it was revealed. It was revealed on a Friday, on the day of Arafah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the day of Arafah is the day our deen has been perfected and completed. That's the first virtue. Second, the azim, the greatest, only swear by the greatest. Allah Azza wa Jal swore by the day of Arafah. Where? In a surah that we, most of us know it by heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّمَاء ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودِ. Abu Huraira and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, they said, these are 3 days mentioned here. اليوم الموعود is the day of judgment. وشاهد is the day of Jumu'ah. And اليوم المشهود is the day of Arafah. Allah Azza wa Jal swore by this day. Third, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that fasting on the day of Arafah, for other than the Hajj, will expiate 2 years of sins. One previous year and one coming year of sins. Allahu Akbar. 18 hours of fasting will erase 24 months of sins. How can I let this deal go? We are so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He kept us alive to witness these best days of the year. You are witnessing the best days of the year. And Allah kept me alive to witness it, to witness these days. So we have to take advantage of every single moment. Fourth, the hadith that I narrated, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min yawm. He negated all days. Ma min yawm. أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. No days, no days that Allah Azza wa Jal sets free people from the hellfire as much as the day of Arafah. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim. This is the most day of the year where a list will be made with the people who will be freed from the hellfire. I beg Allah from this minbar in this blessed day for me and you and everybody who's watching us to put our name on that list. The most day, our a'mal, if you ask, one of the main drives to do a lot of good deeds is to be saved, to enter Jannah and be saved from the hellfire. So this is the most day. What is the plan? What is the plan, ya akhwan? How can I let this day be just like any other day? I'm telling you from now, please, please, if you can take off that day, please go ahead and apply. Apply and ask for this day to be off. If you can't, make sure that from Asr at least till Maghrib, you're off. Take off, it's worth it. My brothers and sisters, in Ramadan, we get very, very excited about the last 10 nights, and we should, because in them, there's the best night of the year, the Laylatul Qadr. But we all know that that night is hidden. We all know it's in the last 10 nights, in the last odd nights of the last 10 nights, but we do not know for sure which night it is. So we have to strive and work hard for 10 nights. Now, in these 10 days, I know when is the best day. So it's only 24 hours. We know when is that day. We already know. That's a huge ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal, that we know when is that day. And the Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَالْرُوحِ. On that day, the angels descend, and Jibreel alayhi salam descend. And the hadith said, the angels on that night, they are as much as the pebbles on earth. Too many angels. But on the day of Arafah, Allah Azza wa Jal descends. And he boasts to the angels about the people who are in Arafah. يُبَاهِ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah descends in a way that befits His majesty on that day. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see me and you begging and crying and asking for whatever you wish for. This day, you have to spend it three things. Number one, reading the Quran. Number two, dua. Number three, dhikr. Let me give you a suggested schedule for that day. You wake up 1 hour or so before Fajr. Fajr 4:55, 4:56. Get up, ya akhi. Get up, my sister. 1 hour before, around 4 o'clock. Pray 2-4 rak'ahs of tahajjud. Make a lot of dua. Keep in mind, on that day, you're fasting. So have your suhoor, wake up your family. Inna fi suhoori baraka. You will have baraka when you have suhoor. And leave 10 minutes before the adhan of fajr, not the iqama of fajr. Leave 10 minutes before the adhan of fajr for istighfar. Shaykh, what am I doing? I'm praying qiyam and making suhoor. What am I making istighfar for? What am I asking Allah to forgive me for? I'm doing the best thing I ever do the whole year. No. You are making istighfar because you want to be among the people whom Allah praised in the Quran. And He said, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Allah praised the people who make istighfar at the time of suhoor. Let me and you be among them in the best day of the year. After that, my beloved brother will proceed to the masjid to pray Fajr in Jama'ah. If the sister wants to come, ahlan wa sahlan, you're welcome. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your prayer at home is better than praying at the masjid. You come, you pray Fajr in Jama'ah. You stay in the same masjid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we've been doing this from the beginning of the Hijjah. Every single day, we pray Fajr in Jama'ah. We stay in the masjid remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through reading the Quran or through making adhkar or through attending the halaqah and learning about our deen. And then you wait for the sun to rise. 12 minutes after that, you pray 2 rak'ah. And bi-idhnillah, you will get the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, whomsoever does that, he will get the ajr of hajj and umrah. Complete, complete, complete. So while the brothers are paid so much money and they have to go to Muzdalifah and Arafah and Mina and Jamarat and Tawaf and all that, you will get the same ajr That does not mean that you don't have to go to Hajj anymore, but you will get the same ajr by doing these five things in your local masjid. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to stay, and my sister, Allah blessed you that if you cannot come to the masjid, you can get the same ajr by doing the same thing at home. Subhanallah. So then if you have work, you go to work. During work, keep your tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Lower your gaze at work. And remember, ya akhwan, I want myself and you to remember that between Asr and Maghrib, it is the best time to make a lot of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayru dua, dua yawm Arafah. The best of dua. The best man is telling us, when is the best dua? The best dua is the dua done on the day of Arafah. And the best thing I ever said, me and every prophet that came before me, the best dua ever said by me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every prophet that came before me is, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. When you are making your du'as, make as much du'a as possible, but this du'a specifically, increase from it as much as you can, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this is the best day to make du'a. My brothers and sisters, are you sick and you're looking for shifa? This is the day. Are you out of the job and looking for a job? This is the day. Are you in debt and you want your debt to be covered? This is the day. You have problem at home? This is the day. You have problem with your children? This is the day. This is the day to make a lot of dua. Ask people, how miraculous is the dua done on Arafah? What this dua did to them? So from now, go prepare the list. Prepare your list of dua and prepare the list of the people you want to make dua for and have it ready